Zirid reached across the speeder and took her hand in his. She closed her fingers around his and held on as if she were sinking and he was a life ring.
I don't think we should set down, Aaron. No data card survived that.
Fly closer, Zirid.
You sure?
She nodded, and he took the speeder in for a better look. Smoke leaked from between blackened stones. The remains of the towers lay in chunks across the ruins of the main temple, as if they had folded over on it. Broken columns jutted up from the ruins like broken bone. Aaron braced herself for bodies, but thankfully saw none. Instead, she saw broken pieces of statuary here and there, the jagged remains of the stone corpses of ancient Jedi masters. Thousands of years of honorable history reduced in a day to dust and ash and ruins by Imperial bombs. The fires would smolder for days deep in the pile. Loss suffused her, but she was too dried out for tears. How wonderful and terrible, she thought, was the capacity of the mind to absorb pain. Zirid had not released her hand, nor she his.
If your master was here when the bombs hit, then he died in the blast. And it was just some anonymous Imperial pilot, Aaron. There's no one for you to find. No one for you to hunt down.
She was shaking her head before he finished speaking.
He did not die in a blast.
Aaron.
She jerked her hand from him, and some of the grief and anger she felt sharpened her tone.
I felt it, Zirid. I felt him die. And it was no bomb blast. It was a lightsaber. Right here.
She touched her abdomen, and the memory of the pain she'd felt when Master Zallo had died made her wince. Zirid's arm and hand still stretched across the seat toward Aaron, but he did not touch her.
I believe you. I do.
He circled the ruins in silence.
So what now?
I need to go down.
That is not a good idea, Aaron.
He was probably right, but she wanted to touch it, to stand amid the rubble. She fought down the impulse and tried to quell her emotions with thought, reason.
No, don't go down. There's another way in.
There's nothing standing.
The temple extends underground. One of the rooms where backup surveillance is stored is fairly deep. It may have survived the blast.
Zirid looked as if he wanted to protest, but did not. Aaron was grateful to him for it.
Where is the other way in?
Through the works,
Aaron answered.